In our white songbooks, number 88, psalm came in connection with what we were hearing this morning. Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in thee. Also sing 348 in the hymn book 348.
Hallelujah.
sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting heart. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting heart. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure. Saturday afternoon, it is the usual practice to give the speaker a little break. I also like to take some time to look to the Lord and just worship Him and wait on Him. We also ask our other ministers to participate and bless us. And this afternoon, I've asked Brother Wade Martin. Those of you who come to Labor Day know Brother Wade. He's no stranger to you. He's been coming here for quite a number of years. He came to Labor Day, not before I did, but regularly before I did. In my teens, I was on the staff here during Labor Day, but then there was a long break. When I got into the ministry, my father was coming here, and I would stay home and I guess try to hold things together back there in his absence. But Brother Wade must have been coming for 20 years or so regularly to Labor Day. He's pastor of the Vernon Assembly of God in Vernon, Connecticut. And by the way, it goes back much farther than that. He and I were on the counseling staff together in the early 70s, and I was much younger then. He looks about the same, but we're so glad that Brother Wade is with us, and I'm sure the Lord has put something on his heart for us this afternoon. And then also we want to hear from our sister Jenny Way. She works with her husband and others in the Vancouver Chinese Zion Church. Those two words in the middle, I seem to want to switch them all the time. I think it's the Vancouver Chinese Zion Church. And we've had precious fellowship with Brother Daniel and Sister Jenny and the others from that church, quite a number whom we know. And we're so glad that she's here. And she prefers speaking Chinese when she comes before the microphone. You may easily and freely speak to her in English when you meet her outside the meeting. But when she speaks to us, she prefers. And so her son, James, is going to help those unfortunate members of the congregation who do not know Chinese to understand. So we'd like to ask you to come first, Brother Pastor Martin, right?